The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I know you've been dying for the time. It is 2 p.m. Central Time. Today is Thursday, and I think the date is July 18th. 2 days ago was the birthday of my lovely bride. Wonderful day. Glad for that day. And glad for another day to speak about liberty and the principles and values that you and I hold so dear and that are so precious. We will not let that light go out in America, folks. No, we will not. We are the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We also thank you, all of you that have been going to that website. You've been signing up for the Constitution course, which we offer 6 months out of the year. It's coming up in August again, a 12-week course. And we run through the Constitution from a Christian worldview. Why? Because that's how the founders wrote it. That's how we need to understand it. We can't separate the text from the intent. Also, too, a lot of folks have been buying the My War DVD series. As a matter of fact, that My War DVD series right now, we are going through a lot of those. People around the country are using it for their church youth groups. They're using it for their Tea Party groups. They're using it for their small groups. They're using it for their Rotary clubs. They're using it for family night. Because they understand that the content and the information in there that the Sons of Liberty share on video is priceless. Going into public high schools. Even a few schools that thought they would try to kick us out, and then what happened? It backfired, man! Just finished part two of Bradley Dean's My War. Amazing how far we have fallen. Power-filled wake-up call. Drugs to alcohol, culture to education. He shows the rot that has begun in our present day and our children's future. God hasn't called us to be popular. He has called us to be light. America's problem isn't the darkness, it's the absence of light. Come on, church. Duty calls. Pastor Ernie Walters. We'll be joining him actually next week in the Carolinas. Out near Rockingham. Rockingham, Carolina. Everything moves slower down there. They don't just talk slower, it's slower. Not a bad thing, just saying. Got a couple things to cover today. Good news. FreedomOutpost.com, friends of ours, Tim Brown over there, does a wonderful job of keeping you updated and also keeping the Word of God in his news. You know, I love it. Conservatives are, well, you know, you're really putting a lot of scripture in there. You know, that might make a readership, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it will do because I'm so scared of everything. I'm scared of my shadow. Oh, what are the libs going to do to me? Oh! Like the Wicked Witch who is melting. No, the Word doesn't do that. It actually solidifies our stance. It justifies our cause because that is our cause. It's God's cause. And His Spirit living through us will embolden us because the Bible says the righteous are made bold as lions and they will check tyranny. Good news. A new law in Missouri. You can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, too. We post it there. I encourage you to go to Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, because we're keeping you up to date with a lot of things that we share, not only on the program, but things that we're talking about. Also keeps you in the loop with products, comments, tours, pictures, photos, videos, all Sons of Liberty derived. There's a new law in Missouri just recently was signed into law by the governor. Now, this governor isn't necessarily a friend to the Second Amendment or the Bill of Rights or the liberty of the people, but he did sign this into law because there's a lot of pressure in Missouri. And folks out there aren't going to tolerate a government system, a federal system, that is swiping at their rights. Now remember, man cannot actually take away your rights. They have to be forfeited by you, because rights are given by God. But this particular governor signed into law something, a bill that will allow schools to have the option to add an NRA gun safety course for their first grade curriculum. Now, I'm not that old. Matter of fact, our next guest who will be joining us, Mr. Tim Baldwin, Chuck Baldwin's son, attorney at law, by the way. He was born the same year I was. And we're not that old. But I remember doing gun safety in Boy Scouts. Shooting 22s when I was probably, I don't know, maybe 13. I And 14, I remember my grandfather taking me to gun safety, teaching me gun safety. Boy, I'll tell you what, when grandpa teaches you gun safety, it's kind of like, you know, do this. Okay, grandpa. And then all of a sudden, poof, ow, what'd you do that for, grandpa? You don't hold it like that. That was gun safety. It's important. We need to be safe with our firearms. The Second Amendment isn't so you can get a bunch of gang-banging, gun-waving, shoot-from-the-top-of-your-head kind of crap. The Second Amendment is there to protect, not to get crazy and go gangster. You obviously see what happens when that happens. But in Missouri, they're going to be teaching gun safety to first graders. That's right. Not going to be teaching the first graders that weapons are bad. Bad people have guns. Crazy people have guns. Call the police on people that have guns. The only people that should have guns are the statists. Not in Missouri. I love the scripture that Tim uses. He says, "For in you, O Lord," speaking of good news, he gives them every single day, folks, gives 10 highlights of good news that's happening in your country today so that you're not overwhelmed, so you can see the Spirit of God working. Yes, we identify the bad. It's important. We've got to call it out. That's a prophetic message, especially in this day and age. But look at the good. Look at the tides. Look at how they turn to those that will stand for Christ. "For in you, O Lord, I hope you will hear, O Lord my God, for I said, hear me, lest they rejoice over me, lest when my foot slips, they exalt themselves against me." Folks, anybody working can hear this. You can understand this when you're working for the cause of God. "For I am ready to fall, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare my iniquity. I will be in anguish over my sin. But my enemies are vigorous, and they are strong. And those who hate me wrongfully have multiplied. Those also who render evil for good, they are my adversaries, because I follow what is good. Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation." Psalm 38:15-22. Good news, folks. Good news. Keep it on that. We know the end of the book. We know who wins. But I don't say that cliche. I hear that all the time. "Well, we read the end of the book, brother. We know who wins." Are you fighting it? If you're not fighting, you can't say with what David just said right there. Fight is not a circus or a fair. When we dig in, we roll up our sleeves.
1 minute.
And Christ must be glorified. Love your absolute truth. It's a rare thing to hear truth and logic on the radio nowadays. This comes from a radio show listener. His name is Brian. In a word, political correctness, racism, created for political gain, and just plain stupidity is the norm. Your show is refreshing, to say the least. Keep up the good work, guys. Thank you, Brian. We will keep it up. And we know who gets the praise for that. Who gets the praise for that? Christ, our King, the one that redeemed us. If it was not for his amazing grace to open our eyes, we would all be in the same boat headed for destruction. But instead, we're paddling uphill against the current, and we're blowing the trumpet, folks. Blow it with us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Go to the website. See how you can become a son or daughter of liberty. Up next, Mr. Timothy Baldwin, talking about his latest book that he co-authored with his father, Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission. This truly is a Sons of Liberty message. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure. high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Back with the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or Twitter, SOL, standing for Sons of Liberty 1. SOL Media, the number 1 on Twitter. Follow the Twitter feed. As promised, our next guest, Mr. Timothy Baldwin. He's a practicing attorney in the state of Montana. I happen to be born there. At Lerner Law Firm. He's not in Bozeman, though. He knows nothing about Bozeman. But he's born back in 1979 to Chuck and Connie. Many of you know Chuck Baldwin. There is no greater joy to Tim than spending time with his family and watching his children grow up. And I thought, gosh, this guy is my age, born the same year, lives in the same state I was born. And I just said it yesterday on the radio. That is exactly what my joy is. It's not necessarily touring across the country. It's being used by God, obviously. But if I was to say something that I enjoy the most, it's just that, spending time with my family and watching my children grow. Christ has used them as his motivation in life and given him the strength to dedicate himself to broader and more meaningful matters of life. Yes, because he cares about posterity, as did our founding fathers. Now, the reason we brought him on is because he has a new book. It's called Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission. And I want to identify a problem and then bring on our guest, Mr. Timothy Baldwin. Many Christian pastors these days, you hear it constantly. Romans 13 says, you know, no powers that are being there were, I don't know exactly what it says, but I know we're supposed to obey government because that's what God wants us to do. Listen, this divine right of kings argument, which is essentially what they're falling into, even though they don't know, reigned during the Dark Ages. Now, for anybody that doesn't understand Dark Ages, dark is bad. You think we would have learned our lesson? Tim Baldwin, what kind of response are you getting from your book, Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission, across the country?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on your show. I greatly appreciate it. The response has been overwhelmingly positive, thankfully.
Amen.
Of course, there are a lot of people who are still wrapped up in what I refer to the same thing that you did, the divine right of kings argument that Christians are falling into, and there are some pastors and teachers that are teaching it. So it's a very divisive issue. It's sort of like either you're on one side or the other. There's really not much room in between.
Yep.
But thankfully, there are a lot of people who are waking up to the understanding of the true meaning of submission.
You know what? You brought up the true meaning of submission. Well, first of all, I mean, the scripture is clear. It says, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God." So in other words, if somebody comes out with an idolatrous practice, chances are, well, not chances are, I'm being facetious, he's not of God. Therefore, he's not a legitimate power. Therefore, he should not be obeyed. Just because a man has a crown, a pen, a gun, does not mean he's a legitimate power. What say you, Tim?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the whole focus of that is to establish that what is the purpose of government? That is the whole point of that passage, and that is its purpose is to promote good and punish evil.
That's right.
Well, we begin to analyze, well, what is that, especially in context of a political association or a state, and in its constitutional form. What does it mean to be good and evil?
Hmm.
Well, Romans 13 doesn't answer that, but we do have a lot of scriptures to give us context of that. And, of course, if you study the Old Testament and New Testament alike, we know that, you know, punishing evil means punishing those people who commit fraud and damage to other people without cause, hurt no man without cause, the Bible says. All those things that we read about, and promoting good. Well, promoting good meaning protecting the innocent, making sure that the innocent and the poor people are not oppressed. Those are good things. So those are the things we have to look into, and to say that evil is good and good is evil completely distorts Romans 13 and flips the entire Word of God on its head.
Sure it does, and then you'll start to worship the evil rather than the good. I do want to make a clarification. Romans 13 actually does tell us what is good and evil. It says in verse 8, "Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law." And then Paul expounds the law. "For this thou shalt not commit adultery." Yes, that's illegal. In the United States, folks. "Thou shalt not kill." Of course, doing no murder is more specific to the term of kill. "Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet." I mean, I just named off a handful of commandments. We can see this administration directly involved with those handful. All of them. So is that a power that we obey, Tim Baldwin?
Well, no, that's the whole point of trying to clarify and discern what Romans 13 is all about. And for those who use that first verse to completely form a doctrine or a divine right of kings doctrine, is completely distorting not only that chapter but the rest of the scriptures. But you know, you're exactly right. It does refer to those specific commandments, and then it wraps it up by saying, you know, regardless of which commandment we're talking about, it's all summarized by love your neighbor as yourself.
Yep.
And so there are many things we know that if we do them or if we don't do them, mm-hmm. we are not displaying love for our neighbors.
Well, Tim, I love poor people, okay? And I think that there's some people out there that are doing pretty well off. I mean, you're an attorney. You probably make good money. I think that if we were to follow a proper role of what Jesus said, then you should have to give some of that money to some of those poor people. Don't you think, Tim?
Well, you know, we're going to qualify that statement by saying the Apostle Paul said, if you don't work, you don't eat.
Ooh.
So,
Tim.
Well, you know, in Proverbs it says as well, you know, do not withhold thy hand to your neighbor where it's in your power to do so. Well, you know, we talk about charity. We talk about things that we're supposed to be doing as Christians and as people who love others.
Mm-hmm.
But when we talk about the force of law, that's a completely different matter altogether.
Right.
I mean, that's like saying you have to raise your child by incorporating certain disciplinary methods, and if you don't do that, you're violating God's law. Well, we're not talking about forcing everybody to do everything the Bible says. That's not what we're talking about at all. We're talking about enforcing the very basic functions of government, and that is to punish those who hurt others without cause, to enforce the right of contract where people have agreed to do something with each other, and not to hurt each other without cause. I mean, those are the basic functions of government.
Yep.
And we see that throughout the Old Testament and in the New Testament as well.
Now, here's what we see in this modern day and age, this modern century, actually, to be even more specific. The grandfather of communism, Mr. George Hegel, his argument was that government is divinely sanctioned. In other words, government is divine rather than God is divine. And if they're divinely sanctioned, well, then they become God, and then pretty much what they said is. You know, it's like when you talk to an atheist, and they say, well, I don't believe in God. No, you don't want to obey God's rules. You make yourself God. Sure, you believe in God. You just think you're God. Oh, no, I don't. Well, then who calls the shots for you? You know, and you go into that, you go into that argument, and you see that all the atrocities that have happened through the dictatorships that have sprung up in the past 150 years, just the last 150 years, you can go back further, but look at these. All of the people, which I think is to the responsibility in your book, Romans 13, the people's responsibility was to throw off that power because it was really tyranny. But they didn't. They refused, and rather they worshipped the creature. They worshipped the government. And what did their government do to us? Give us some examples of that over the past century.
Well, of course, Hitler's example is most revealing, where he used Romans 13 as a method of subduing the Christian mind.
Yep.
and the doctrines that the Christian church is taught. Right. And basically, you know, if you didn't follow Hitler's commands, you were not obeying Romans chapter 13, and that was a horrific result, as we know.
And many people don't know about the church youth groups during Hitler's time. Obviously, you have the Lutheran Church there, the Reformation, the cradle of the Reformation, their birth out of Germany. And Hitler went straight for what? The secular humanists? No, he went straight for the church, recruited the Hitler's youth, who were all church youth group members. Using, like you just said, he literally, his Gestapo used Romans 13 whenever they would invade a church. Give us some examples of churches that are standing against this now and the momentum that they're gaining because it's liberating people.
Well, I can tell you that there have been hundreds of churches that have ordered my books. The first one, Romans 13, and the second one, The Keep or Not to Keep. And so they're everywhere in the United States, I believe. There may not be huge numbers, but there's a lot of them. Mm-hmm. But the most notable one that I know, of course, this is my dad's church, is Chuck Baldwin. Mm-hmm. And you know, he has a church out here in Montana called Liberty Fellowship, where he is teaching these doctrines that we're talking about right now and trying to wake the church up as to what their role is in society.
I think it's very effective. We connected by you were reading one of Bradley's columns on News with Views. Your father's also a columnist there. Matter of fact, I think both Bradley and him share a lot of platforms as far as writing columns across the country. But people are awake to this, and people are, when they see that it's happening, when they see that bold leadership, they're going for it. Tim, how do people get a hold of this book? Because, folks, you really need to read this book. You need to understand so that you're not preaching heresies. You need to understand Romans 13. How do folks get a hold of it, Tim?
Well, there's two websites you can go to order my two books on the various biblical subjects here. The first one is Romans 13 Truth. Romans13truth.com, and then the second one is keepyourarms.com.
Nice.
keepyourarms.com.
Nice. And we're not just talking about those things that hang from your shoulder blades, folks. We're talking about our Second Amendment. It's important. Thank you so much for being on the show with us, Mr. Tim Baldwin.
Thank you so much.
All right. God bless you, sir. And you can go to the Facebook as well, folks. Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, or Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and find that book as well. Romans 13. Let's get educated, folks, but let's apply it. If you're a pastor listening right now, get in touch with him. He's got deals on that book for your whole congregation. It's important that we act now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPrepares.com. Get Prepared Expo, number 6, Lebanon, Missouri. The largest in the USA. July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. Two freeze-dried guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPrepares.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Halfway through, Bradley Dean will be joining us again tomorrow. He's been on the road for multiple days, unfortunately fighting in Chicago through that. Oh, yuck. I don't like Chicago. Not that I don't like the people there. I just don't like that city. Timothy Baldwin was our last guest here, son of Chuck Baldwin. He wrote the book about Romans 13. And I just want to make one final statement in conclusion on that. You can find the book on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Holders of the doctrine that we're to worship government, and I'm not talking about like bowing down and, oh, government. I'm talking about where you take their word as though it is God's word. Holders of that doctrine are creating, in this day and age, a self-fulfilling prophecy of America's ruin. Oh, it's the end times. No, no, obey God. And this is all done in the name of a shallow reading of Romans 13. Again, the whole counsel of God. Understand what it is in context. I encourage you to do it. You don't. Folks, it's not just your lives. It's not just your time. It's not just America. It's your kids. It's your posterity. And ultimately, we look to the cross of Jesus Christ, the one who paid our redemption. And we say to him, okay, great, thanks. Now what do I get out of this deal? No, it's what we give, folks. It's what we give. Speaking of giving, the past couple days, yesterday, the Sons of Liberty joined Dr. Bill Deagle in the NutriMedical Show, speaking about different topics that we're engaged in. Also, too, this morning, and I posted this on Facebook, I got an email. It said, I would like to briefly interview Bradley Dean for a story I'm doing for SRN. That's Salem Radio News. They're on the top of every hour here on Genesis, and I'm sure they're on some of you folks that are listening on AM/FM. The story is on why America seems so divided. Why? And who is responsible? So Bradley joined him while he was actually in Chicago, did that interview. You'll be hearing that edit come up here soon, that soundbite on SRN. We'll also play it and post it on the Facebook, but I think you're going to like it. There's some good feedback to that. And speaking to that feedback, I came across a video this morning. And this video, I'm not going to start it quite yet, but it's a lightning rod pastor from New York City. And I want you to hear this. This man is principled. This man is a man speaking as a man of God. I've got some comments already. I just listened to this from my emails. Yes, impressing. And Joanne said, if blacks want to stop racism, how do they plan on going about it? Was her question. Well, I'll tell you what, this gentleman is a preacher. And he's not concerned about racism. He's concerned about pleasing his God. And
this hears matter, Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. If you are convinced beyond a doubt, in fact, you've already decided years ago that George Zimmerman is as guilty as sin.
This is from the pulpit, folks.
That had George Zimmerman, not Zimmerman, went on about his business, Trayvon Martin would be alive today. And so your mindset is you're focusing on the fact that Trayvon Martin was black and you believe that George Zimmerman is white. He isn't. His father is Baptist. His mother is, she's from Peru. He's Latin. A mixture of Latin and white. He really isn't white. Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and all that crowd jumped the gun. They thought he was white. But he isn't. He's Latino. At any rate, you are convinced that, and ain't nothing, no matter what I preach, no matter what I say, no matter what I do, ain't nothing in the world going to convince you that George Zimmerman is not guilty. But you're wrong. And the only reason why you think that way is because you're black. Because you see the world not through the blood of Jesus. You see the world through your black eyes. You have not changed yet. You're black. You're black before you're anything. You're black before you're Christian. You're black before you're Holy Ghost. You're black before you're anything. Your blackness is greater than your religion. And that's why with you, Zimmerman's guilty. But let me ask you a question. Let's say, for instance, it's your pastor, right? And there's a member of your church is sick. And she lives in the Martin Luther King Jr. houses on 115th Street and Lenox Avenue. Number 70 West 115th Street. So the member is sick. The family's calling for you. She lives on the 12th floor there in the Martin Luther King Jr. houses. It's 10 o'clock at night. You get up out of your bed. It's raining at night. Well, maybe 7 o'clock at night. You go. You park your car, you get on the elevator there in the Martin Luther King Jr. houses, as a pastor going to pray with one of your members, and a 17-year-old boy gets on the elevator with a hoodie on. Just you and him on that elevator at night. Just you and him. Tell me, what do you think? Oh, this must be a prophet of the Lord. He's got a hoodie on. This must be one of the nicest little boys in the community. He's got a hoodie on. What do you think when you see that? Tell me, what do you think? Do you begin to protect yourself? Do you think you need to be concerned? Has it been proven over and over again that these hoodie boys rob, rape, murder, and maim? Are you afraid of him? Though you don't know who he is. You have suspicions because of that hoodie and because of the color of his skin. Ain't no telling what's going to happen to you on that elevator. And you know it's true. You know it's true. So why do you blame George Zimmerman? Why? Because you're black. That's why. You're not saved. You don't know nothing about Jesus. And you're full of hate. So all they had was...
I just wanted you to listen to that because I was about standing on my seat when I heard this preacher. Now it goes on further. You can find it at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. It plays the whole thing. He was on the front of the Blaze today. Apparently, he's quite a preacher. He calls out the atrocities of this administration. He happens to be black. And he's a preacher of a respectable congregation. And I loved it. Why? Because it's truth, man. That's what he's bringing. This division is not coming from the Spirit of Christ. Division happens when we engage in sin. And when our culture engages in sin, that's when we become divided because we're divided against our Creator. When we become divided against our Creator, guess what? That's a bad place to be. It's like a child suddenly saying, I don't need a parent. I'm going to make it on my own. And he's 2 years old or she's 2 years old. It's ridiculous. It's how pathetic it is for us to try to shake our fist at God and say, you're wrong. I know by experience, trying to do my own thing in my own life, having a form of morality because it was put into me as a child, thinking that would cut it. God, I got this. I don't need you. I don't need your laws. And I walked contrary to him. Not contrary to him. I blasphemed his name. I broke his covenant daily. Mercy was given to me. What was that mercy? It was a chastening hand that got the scales to drop off my eyes so I could truly see the Spirit of Christ and not be divided against my Maker who shed His blood for me. It was not the fear of hell that converted me. It was not the fear of, oh boy, I'm doing all these things wrong. I knew it and I loved it. It was the fact that my Redeemer shed His blood for me. And I was doing despite against that blood, not the law of the blood. The law won. Let me tell you, the law wins. You can fight the law will win. It's perpetual. It has to win. All laws are fixed that are God's laws. Well, some people say, no, they're not. Well, I sinned, but I can still go to heaven. Listen to that law. It's called the law of love, that Christ died for your sins, to cover, to make atonement for your sins, to suffer the consequence and the price of your sins. That's how the law was fulfilled. When Christ said, I fulfilled the law, He didn't say, there you go, here's your Jesus jacket, now you can walk in sin and be blessed. Folks, we as a nation of people have the blood that's been shed to the countless graves. It was just Memorial Day not too long ago. You went to the ceremonies. You heard the veterans speak. And as there's mixed views on this, the military complex, I'm talking about those that have put their body in front of a bullet to protect our liberties. I'm talking about the men like George Washington and Andrew Jackson. Yes, they were both men. There was flaws because they are men. But look at what they were willing to risk their lives for. And then lead a country on into greatness. Where the country would be led into greatness. Who's dividing America? Again, I just said at the beginning of the hour, they called this morning SRN, Salem Radio News, and asked Bradley to talk about this division. Where does this division come from? What is the source of it? Well, you see right now with the clown in chief in office, the great divider, but it's not him alone. He could do nothing if it wasn't promoted and promulgated by press and by silly, weakling, professing Christians and conservatives that won't speak from their pulpit.
Well, I got to say this off the record, but I think this guy's out of control.
And guess what happens when you say things off the record? Nothing! When you get on the record and you're willing to proclaim what truth is and stand on it and don't back off, then you get the results that America needs, that America looked, that America was born in. Our Black Road Regiment started this war of resistance. They worked in unison with the Sons of Liberty. They taught the necessity of obeying legitimate government, the Black Robe Regiment. Their own colonial legislatures, which had been constituted from the duly elected representatives of the people, instilled a reverence and honor of good government, as well as contempt for tyrants. See, that's the part they don't like. More than any other element of society, folks, King George, Mr. Obama, Mr. Lyndon Baines Johnson in the 50s when he tried to gag churches. These preachers preached and would not stop, and because of it, we have what we have today, and we will continue to have what we have today because we won't stop it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Thank God for His blessings, folks. Let's bless Him back. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty, and we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Final segment. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com is the website if you're a first-time listener or you just started listening in. Go to the website. Very informative. Keeps you up to date. We also have a Facebook page, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And along with that, a Twitter account, SOLmedia1 on Twitter. And we finished off last segment talking about the Black Robe Regiment a little bit. Bradley's last column from Tuesday actually went with News with Views and Patriot Update. And I'm sure there's a handful of other outlets that picked it up. And Tim Baldwin got in touch with us and told us about his book that he just published, Romans 13. So we just had him on the show here on the first segment. You can always podcast or go back and get the podcast. You can review archives of older shows, things like that. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also get the phone app. Doing a mini infomercial here, but it's important stuff that a lot of people don't know. There's literally also, because sometimes we had a guest, they're not a guest, we had a listener who was driving from Mackinac up in northern Michigan. I know a lot of you folks up there in Michigan. Brian Summerfield up in the Petoskey area. God bless you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you for what you do. 94.9, I think 93.5, I believe, northern Michigan. They were coming through, and then they lost signal because they were down in the Detroit area. So they called and said, how do we keep listening? And so I told them you can go to tunein.com and get the phone app, conservative radio app, News Talk on iTunes. But also, too, you can just dial a phone number. Literally, dial a phone number on your smartphone, your regular phone, whatever, and put it on speaker, put your headset on. You can listen to us 24 hours a day. That's on the website as well. Also want to give the option, folks. There's a lot of benefits packages we have to becoming a son or daughter of liberty on sonsoflibertyradio.com. When you join the team, you join more than just another club or a fan club. This is not a fan club. It's not even close. This is activism at its... I'm not even going to call it activism. I'm going to call it evangelism. This is evangelism at its height. Why? Because everything that we do as far as content, we're pushing out there. to open more eyes, to cause more people to see, to know, and to understand, like the gentleman who emailed yesterday and told us about the radio program. He said, it's the best hour of my day. Pray that you will get funding to be on the air for at least 3 hours a day. Your ministry is such a blessing. Thomas, we have got more than 3 hours a day worth of content to catch people up on across the country. Videos, columns. If you like to read, we've got reading. If you like to watch videos, we've got videos. If you like to listen, we've got CDs, audiobooks, podcasts. We've got the radio program, Sons of Liberty Radio. You like a clothing line. You like to sport your gear. We've got all that as well. Hats, T-shirts, stocking caps, bracelets, you name it. The importance, folks, is the message. And that message better be Christ that people are leaving with. Otherwise, we're exchanging tyrants and tyrannies. And speaking of tyrannies, I wanted to bring this up as well, the IRS scandal. Now, folks, follow this through. And I put this at the end of every one of Bradley's columns with this IRS scandal. You think this is bad, you should see what MSNBC tried to do to the Sons of Liberty and Bradley by twisting words and calling a jihad on us. Now, that does come in fear to the carnal man, but it does not come in fear when what they're twisting is actually God's words and God's truth. Because they have him to answer to. Not man, not me. Nothing to be scared of with me. Everything to be scared of my Father, so long as I'm hidden under the shadow of the Almighty. But Obama's IRS claimed that the IRS chief counsel, one of the two politically appointed IRS positions, was not aware of the IRS targeting until this year. Like all of a sudden, it was like, oh, hey, did you know that they were targeting conservative groups, Tea Party groups, Christian groups, churches, preachers? Did you know they were doing that? No, I didn't find out about that till this year, boss. I mean, come on, the guy's lips are moving, he's lying. Yet testimony from multiple IRS lawyers in Washington, D.C., mind you, not just Cincinnati, Washington, D.C., released by the House Committee of Oversight and Government Reform. Good. We've got the information. Now what do we do? Now directly implicate IRS chief counsel's office. Of course. How many times did he go to the White House? You're telling me this administration had nothing to do with it. Of course it does. But what I'm giving you an example of, and the reason I'm bringing it up, folks, is not to be rhetorical. It's to bring up the fact that here's some more light that God has been given to America that he shed upon us to say, here's your opportunity. Now, there's two ways we can take this. A lot of people say, well, I hate the entitlement mentality, but you're victim of it. Right, you're prey of it, or you're willfully compliant with it. Sorry, you're not a victim of it. It's your choice. I can't stand the entitlement mentality. People want something for nothing. Do you expect your government to change without you putting your hand in it? Do you expect God to change your government without you taking a front seat in doing it? You're a victim to the entitlement mentality too. Well, I listen to conservative talk radio. I blog. Good. You know what? That's important. But if that's all you do, do you really expect something more? It's like me telling a guy, hey, there's a field over there. You can pay it off 5 years. And here's some seed. And here's some tools. See, that's the things that God gives to us. And then God promises to give us rain. But people say, I don't even know how to work these tools, man. This seed, what am I supposed to do with this? You expect me to plant this whole field? Do you see how big this land is? And then I have to pay you for it too? Yes. Now to a man that understands opportunity, he says, thank you so much, my gracious Lord. You've given me the land, you've provided the seed, and you've given me the tools. I may not know how to work the tools, but I will learn. I may not be able to pay for the land today, but I will work it off because you have given me that opportunity to do it. Entitlement mentality is not just in the leftist circles, folks, or those that are gluttons for government and big government. It's found in those that refuse to correct the errors. And right now you've got the IRS being popped again. I mean, examples, Obama's IRS, when he first claimed that it was not targeting the Tea Party, then the IRS later admitted, through Lois Lerner's ill-conceived apology, that yes, in fact, the IRS had targeted conservatives. The Obama administration claimed that the IRS target was limited to two low-level rogue agents. You know, those guys, I don't know how they got in here. We don't know who hired them. They just went in and they had a vendetta against the Tea Party. Yet layer after layer after layer of the IRS review continue to unfold, showing it goes higher and higher and higher, now all the way to a White House-appointed position in the IRS. The Obama administration claimed the IRS target was limited to one office in Cincinnati. Oh, those bad Cincinnati guys, those two rogue agents. Yet we have targeted inquiry letters from at least three other IRS offices, two in California and Washington, D.C. itself. It does go on and on and on, folks, and I'm not going to steal your time with this degenerate talk. But these guys' cover is blown again. Here it is, again, again, again. Truth. This is truth, folks. Now, the hope is what we do with that truth. We take that seed and we bury it all in one spot. We don't learn how to use our tools. Those are called giftings that the Lord gives you, that are Holy Ghost bursts, that you have to walk out. I love it sometimes. Well, I'm a prophet. Really, have you exercised that gift? What do you do with it? Well, sometimes I see these things. Good for you. And what is that getting you? What is that gaining you? Well, I'm a teacher. This is what, that's the gifting God has given. Are you working that teaching? Well, I'm a pastor. Take those gifts and work them for the glory of God. At the Sons of Liberty, we have been doing and fighting for quite some time, folks. And I want to just take this time to say thank you to all of you that have been backing the mission. Whose mission? Again, that mission being Christ. It's taken straight out of the Bible. That's to seek and to save that which is lost. To proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all the inhabitants thereof. It was actually a statement made every 50 years. The Jewish holiday. It was called the Year of Jubilee. It was why the Liberty Bell was created, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of William Penn founding Pennsylvania. Many people didn't know that. Yeah, the Year of Jubilee, liberty is a fundamentally biblical concept. God is the one who invented it. Stay near to God. Stay near to God. Obey His will. Be compelled by that cross, that sacrifice. Because, folks, it was already shed. Our veterans that have bled and died, it's already been shed. Our liberty is already in our midst. Let's exercise it. Let's not be the one that looks to our God and says, you're unjust in what you do. You need to give us more. He has done. The work is finished, folks. Take Him at His word. Believe on Him. Trust in Him. And obey Him. And see the results in your life. And share them with us. Go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Send your emails. We love your calls. Become a son or daughter of liberty. Make a donation if you want to help the mission keep moving forward. Folks, we get one shot at this life. It's appointed unto a man once to die, and after this, the judgment. We give an account. I want to give an account to my Father that pleases Him by the grace that works in me. God bless. Bradley will be with us tomorrow, Friday, with the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.